Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. I'm Frank Yin, a graphing systems research specialist at the University of Tennessee. And the co-author, Guizhou Zhou, is a visiting scientist from China. And Don Tyler is a soil management specialist at UT. I'm going to go through very quickly about the comparison of these three methods for the assessment of plant nitrogen nutrition, plant growth, and for the prediction of cotton yield. Paddy-sap nitrate testing is a very quick and simple test for nitrogen nutrition status during the growing season. It uses the fresh paddy sap, so there's no need to do the grinding, to do the drying. So that's why it's faster. Also because, you know, during the past decade, people have developed the cotton meter, and that makes the test more easier and faster. However, this method has its own limitations, such as poor calibration and high sensitivity to the environment. Another one is SPAD, soil plant analysis development, and this one is based on the radiation absorbance in the red and infrared regions, and it tests only a very small area on the leaf blade, and it is very quick and non-destructive. The other one is NDVI based on optic sensing, and this one is also based on the radiation reflection and from red and infrared. However, to me, this one is different from the SPAD meter, because this one really measures the reflection from the canopy level, but the SPAD meter only measures a very small area on the leaf blade, because, you know, this one is based on the canopy level, so there are much more factors affecting the readings on NDVI. For sure, this one is very quick and non-destructive. And compared with the other two, this one also can do high resolution and large scale measurement. And the other two, at this moment, are not able to do high resolution and large scale measurement. And because the information about the comparison of these three semesters were limited, so our objectives was to compare the three things in three different areas. First was in the estimation of nitrogen nutrition. Second was the assessment of growth. And the last one was for yield prediction. This study we did was in 2013 based on a long-term study, and that long-term study had been conducted for over 30 years by 2013. So basically we used the four nitrogen rates, 0, 34, 67, and 101 kilograms per hectare of pure N, interacted with two cover crops, so no cover is the control, and heavy rich. So basically, it was a split plot design with four replicates. Measurements, we took soil samples from each plot for three times during the growing season. Early swell, mid bloom, late bloom, the same, we cut the plant biomass samples at the same three growth stages. Also, we measured NDVI, SPAD, and paddy sap nitrate for four times, at early square, early bloom, mid bloom, and late bloom. And the same, we determined leaf blade nitrogen concentration for four times. And for sure, we determined the yields at harvest. Responses of the three parameters to nitrogen application rates. Here you can see averaged over the cover crops and the growth stages, all the three parameters had significant responses to the four nitrogen rates. However, when we look at the results in detail, you can see when the nitrogen rate was increased from zero to the highest rate, 101, and NDVI increased only about 7%. Speedometer increased about 15%. And the pedial sap nitrate concentration increased by 260%. And the same here, you look at the heavy ridge compared with no cover, and the increases in NDVI and SPED was much lower than the increase in the pedial sap nitrate. So all results strongly suggest NDVI and SPED have less sensitivity of response to nitrogen rates. And pedial sap nitrate responds much more sensitively and strongly to the nitrogen applications. Variations of the three parameters among different growing seasons, different growth stages during the growing season. Here you can see all those three had significant variations with the growth stage during the growing season. But the same here, you look at the variations in detail, and NDVI and speedometer had much less variation. And the pedial sap nitrate had much higher variation among different growth stages. Response to the interaction of annual rate by cover crop. Here you can see under no cover, all the three parameters responded statistically significant to the four nitrogen rates. However, under heavy ridge, you can see NDVI did not respond significantly to the nitrogen rates. And speedometer responded significantly, and the pedial sap nitrate responded significantly. And pedial sap nitrate had a much larger response to the nitrogen rates. Here you can see when the nitrogen rate increased from 0 to 34, the increase in the sap rate in the sap nitrate was significant. And then from 34 to 67, the increase was significant. And then from 67 to 101, the increase was also significant. Correlations between the three parameters. Here you can see for all the four growth stages, the correlation between SPED and nitrate was higher than the others. And the correlation between NDVI and SPED was higher than the correlation between NDVI and nitrate. So all our results suggest SPED and pedial sap nitrate probably have more in common in nature. So that's why they have stronger correlations. And regression of leaf nitrogen with the three parameters. Here you can see all the regressions were highly significant at the four growth stages. At all square, actually the palladium separated had the highest regression with nitrogen. And at the other three growth stages, however, the spectrometer readings regressed stronger with nitrogen. So all results suggest spectrometer probably is a better parameter for monitoring nitrogen nutrition status during early bloom to late bloom. Plant biomass is a very good indicator of plant growth. Here you can see the regression of plant biomass with spread was the strongest at all the three growing season, all three growth stages. So spectrometer is also probably better for the estimation of plant growth. And lean yield in regression with the three parameters. Here you can see at all square and DVI had the strongest association with lean yield. And at the other three growth stages, spectrometer had the strongest regression with lean yield. So this about the same, all results suggest spectrometer is better for cutting yield prediction during early bloom to late bloom. So here is the summary. NDVI and spectrometer readings respond less sensitively to the lagging application rates and very less with the growth stage than PDSAP nitrate nitrogen concentration. PDSAP nitrate is more appropriate at early square, but spread readings are more suitable during early bloom to late bloom for the assessment of plant nitrogen nutrition status. And spread is a better parameter than NDVI and PDSAP nitrate for estimating cutting growth. And the last one is spread reading is better during the early bloom to late bloom for cutting yield prediction. And with that, I'd like to answer any questions if there are any.
Questions for Frank?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.